This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My beloved brothers and sisters, it's the second fast completed, mashallah, in the month of Ramadan. In most of the world, in some countries, it's the first fast that has been completed. May Allah accept your fasting, may Allah accept your worship, may Allah make it easy for us to worship Him, and may Allah Almighty grant us the best of this world and the next. Unfortunately, this year I haven't recorded a proper series for health reasons. I haven't been well for close on to 5 weeks, 6 weeks, and on and off, meaning I'm nothing critical, but pray that Allah Almighty grant us good health, inshallah. But I will be jumping onto my lives every now and again and perhaps record a few sessions of something known as Ramadan Reminders, just to remind us and to make the most of this beautiful month of Ramadan. So I'm in Medina Munawwara, and subhanAllah, the Imam read today in Taraweeh some beautiful, beautiful recitals, mashallah, tabarakallah. And Surah Al-Baqarah, still reading Surah Al-Baqarah. Alhamdulillah, a lot has been achieved in terms of recital. I just wanted to say one quick thing, that, you know, Ramadan is a habit-building month. It is a month where you have to push yourself to build the habits for the rest of the year. So whatever you need to do, this is the time Allah gives you to get used to it. It's not a month where you worship Allah and then you stop worshiping at the end of the month. Rather, it is there to build habit. To build habits. What are the habits? You build a habit of obeying Allah, build a habit of abstaining from what is displeasing to Allah. It's very important. So you build a habit to abstain from what is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is throughout the month of Ramadan, so that when you exit Ramadan, you'd have built that habit. Now, if you realize, many people who don't wear hijab, they put it on in Ramadan. Many people who don't read Quran, they read Quran in Ramadan. Many people who don't pray, they pray in Ramadan. Many people who don't leave haram, they leave it in Ramadan. Can you not see that it's Allah's way of helping you to build a habit? So inshallah, when you exit Ramadan, you have either eradicated your bad and become used to doing whatever you're supposed to do, or you've minimized the bad and started doing the good. So I see a lot of brothers and sisters talking about, oh, it's Ramadan, I'm not going to do this, or it's Ramadan, I'm going to do that, in obedience of Allah, which is a good thing, but it's not just about Ramadan. If Allah wants you to do something, it's because He wants you to get used to it. He wants you to understand the broader instruction of His. And many times we don't see the logic behind what Allah has ordered, but that's besides the point. If Allah has ordered something, whether or not you see the logic, you need to believe that that's what Allah has ordered, especially taken from the authentic sources of revelation. You know, so we need to make sure that we do better, inshallah, azza wa jal, with the obedience. Fasting is all about sabr. Sabr is all about holding back oneself from doing something you want to do that's displeasing to Allah or going to break your fast. Or pushing yourself to do what's right. That's sabr. Or accepting what Allah's chosen for you. That's sabr. All the aspects of sabr. Allah tests you in Ramadan. You have to be. It's a sabr building month. And that's why today the Imam in Salat al-Maghrib, in the second rak'ah, Sheikh Ali al-Hudhayfi read, "Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr." In salah, I was thinking of how powerful the short surah is. Wal asr, Allah is swearing an oath by time. So time. Time is very important. Why does Allah say wal asr? Well, because He wants to highlight the importance of it. And He says, indeed, all people are at a loss because they waste time, they procrastinate, there is so much negativity that happens, so much that Allah Almighty wants us to take recognition of in terms of the way we spend our time. So all of those are at a loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, besides those who believe, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, they do good deeds, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, and they remind each other regarding the truth, and they remind each other to be patient. They remind each other about the sabr. What am I doing right now? We're trying to remind each other about the sabr. So inshallah, I pray that we can all benefit from that. Lovely surah, beautiful, wal asr. And like I said, it's a habit building month. We have an app called the Quranly app, a habit building Quran app that makes you want to read more and more Quran. I am on it, and trust me, when I see the verses and how many are left, I just feel like going on and on and on, and then I hear the adhan and I have to stop, or I hear the iqama, takbir, and I have to stop. But it's so beautiful. So try and do something that's beneficial. Read more Quran, more adhkar. Try and solve your problems. It's a month of forgiveness. Forgive each other. Talk to each other. Communicate with your family members whom you haven't been communicating with, and see how to solve the matters you have. Life is too short to keep all of that. Anyway, I need to go. Like I said, this year I haven't managed to record a full series, but we will be having Ramadan reminders, inshallah, on a daily basis. Pray for us, and we look forward to seeing more of you. May Allah Almighty grant ease to all those who are oppressed and struggling across the globe, our brothers and sisters in Palestine and all over the whole world. We ask Allah Almighty to grant them ease and victory, and to protect them and grant them the best of this world and the next, together with all of us. Ameen. Barakallah feekum, guys. See you, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.